This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back live. Laura Loomer is here with us today. And, I mean, we sit here and we warn you that we're the canary in the coal mine. And so they chose Laura Loomer. They chose myself. I was the man they chose. She was the female they chose for complete deplatforming. She can't get an Uber. She can't get Airbnb. I mean, they went further on her than me. Because Alex Jones, I was told by security experts, is so common. There's like 15 of them in Austin. Only reason I didn't is they have trouble because there's so many Alex Joneses. There's not a lot of Laura Loomers. So, Laura, I can ask 1,000 points here, but what else do you want to get out to this audience right now? Because these are just insane times.
Well, I just want, you know, I guess you and I guess the year 2021 is the, you know, I told you so year. And I just recall 3 years ago when, you know, I confronted Jack Dorsey in Congress and I was laughed out of the congressional hearing room and taken out by police.
There's no censorship.
And, you know, it's very interesting to see all these lawmakers talk about it, but they don't support any, you know, antitrust legislation. I currently have my antitrust lawsuit that I filed in 2018 up for petition in the Supreme Court. So we will see what happens with that. But I am still actively fighting this. But people need to prepare because, you know, the next is the banks. If they're going to ban the president of the United States from his bank accounts, if they're going to start banning people from the city, they just banned all Trump contracts from New York City. Enrique Tarrio was banned from D.C. People are soon going to be banned from cities. They're going to have their electric shut off. They're going to have their water. Comcast will start shutting people down.
I didn't make an issue out of this, but we had the police come to where I was on a rooftop at OAN. I'd leased space up there to do a show. And the police came and said, we have a 10 whatever call, 10:30 or something. It means like officer down there saying you've shot police. And I said, but I haven't. They said, you have to leave now. We're going to arrest you. They had 20 police cars following my hotel. And they said, get out of D.C. I was already leaving that afternoon. So I said, I was actually about to leave. Fine. But that is so fascist, Laura.
Well, it gets worse, and I'm currently dealing with more severe elements of this that, you know, I'm currently working through with legal counsel, and I'll be making some more announcements about another element to this that is even more sinister in the next few days. But don't think it stops with big tech. I mean, they're on a mission to go through the entire Constitution.
They're coming to Roger Stone's house. They're coming to your house. Yeah. They're coming to my house, sweetheart. It's bad. These are communists. Yeah.
They are. And look, you know, the camps are next. They're going to start putting us in concentration camps. That's why they're making detention centers and COVID camps. And
that's the cover. They use COVID as the cover for taking you to camps.
I don't watch Fox News anymore, but in the hotel I was staying on, it was in the background, and I heard them say in New York City they're using FEMA to help facilitate the camps. So when they called you and I like kooky, you know, conspiracy nuts, when we said that they're going to have FEMA camps eventually to implement their whole Agenda 21 narrative, people said, you guys are out of your damn minds. They are literally creating FEMA camps.
And by the way, Laura, you're not being alarmist here. By logical extension, in every case, this linear line of tyranny leads to death camps. That's where it goes. And we're already like 80% of the way there because it accelerates at the end.
Yeah, and I remember when you and InfoWars were with me outside of Twitter headquarters when I handcuffed myself wearing a yellow star. And, you know, people said, oh, why is she wearing a yellow star? Is she really comparing censorship to the Holocaust? Yeah, because the Holocaust didn't begin with throwing Jews in gas chambers and ovens. It began with financial blacklisting and, you know, using the media to demonize an entire group of people, the creation of lists of undesirables, until eventually they created enough hatred for one group and they were able to convince society, yeah, you know, send these people to camps. And that's
and
what
by increment, they got people to do a little more each time, a little more.
Project Veritas caught PBS legal counsel on video saying, yeah, send the Trump supporters to education camps and confiscate their children. So this isn't a conspiracy theory. PBS gets taxpayer funding from the United States.
I think he actually said kill us, send our kids to re-education camps.
Well, yeah, either way, it's just as bad. And, you know, the real Nazis.
Oh, stay there. We're back in 60 seconds. I want to specifically get into Twitter saying we can't have Uganda censoring when they're censoring. Laura Loomer back in 60 seconds. I'm Alex Jones. Historic times. Then, there's special guests coming up at that.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar by 360 Win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarStore.com while you still can.
You know, people keep asking me, welcome back, Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, how you taking it, Jones? Aren't you a victim? Oh, we're so sorry for you. And I'm just like, no, I'm the canary in the coal mine. You're next. This is a whole rollout plan. The globalists have admitted this. I mean, Sacha Baron Cohen says Trump shouldn't have his YouTube, and a day later he doesn't. And even the ACLU finally says this is dangerous. So the answer is what happened with Angry Gypsy Woman and Chuck Schumer in New York, saying, listen, dude, you're a fraud. The left says go attack people's houses. It's good. The Republicans barely do anything. You act like they're a bunch of devils. You can't act like this, Schumer. Here it is.
And fuck me. No, don't need to talk to me. I'm talking to this racist anti-Semite. I am glad I didn't think that the Trumpsters had it in them. I didn't think the conservatives did. But you know what? You racist socialist can dish it out, but you can't take it. And remember this. Adolf Hitler was a socialist. And that's exactly who you follow. You're nothing but a coward. See, you hide underneath your desk. I actually got sexually excited over it. That's how much I loathe you. That's how much I'm glad what they did. And like Nancy Pelosi said, people do what they do. After all, she doesn't care about monuments, and neither do I. And where in the First Amendment does it say that you have to protest peacefully and politely? As long as there's outrage and unrest in our hearts, there's going to be unrest in these streets. I don't give a f- what you believe. You're nothing but a cracker. That's all you are, the racial cracker. You can do that. Look, you've got protection. Why don't you tell them to stand down, hypocrite? Did you tell the Capitol Police to stand down? Did you tell them to stand down? Answer the question. No, stand down. He told the police to stand down. In Kenosha, Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Boston, New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And you know what? These Trump supporters are going to go to your house. They're going to go to Pelosi's house. They'll destroy her vineyard. And I will be right there to support them. Don't you say it's enough? No, no, shut up! Shut up! Shut the f*** up! Shut the f*** up! This is a racist. He's an anti-Semite. He said if you criticize Obama, you're a racist, but he criticized him against the Iranian deal. Not only are you a racist, Schumer, you're a hypocrite. Take your hands off me, 6 feet. 6 feet. No, no. 6 feet.
I love how she uses her own BS against them. So what's happening, Laura Loomer, is everywhere, including a lot of liberals I know who are old-fashioned liberals, they're pissed. They get tyranny. They're like, you tell people to burn down neighborhoods, but people actually go march and throw a little bit of a fit and you kill a woman, and then you act like you were in Pearl Harbor? I mean, Schumer is crazy.
I just have to say, I love that lady. Like, she's, you know, It's just great. I love watching politicians get confronted in public. Man, I mean, she really gave it to them. But that's the whole thing about their hypocrisy, right? They say, oh, yeah, you can't protest. But if you're Black Lives Matter, you can protest. Oh, get away. You're going to give me COVID. And then
we can't protest, but Black Lives Matter can burn down community housing.
But, you know, bravo to this woman, and we need more people to speak out this way. And she's right. She's right. Everything that she said was on point. And, you know, if you recall, Pelosi's house has already been visited because, you know, 2 years ago I put illegal aliens on her lawn. So she's right, though. People are going to start, you know, confronting politicians, and rightfully so. And that's what the left does, right? They encourage people to confront. That's what Maxine Waters said. She said, oh, if you see someone in the Trump administration, make sure you make them feel really uncomfortable. And that's what the left is doing. I saw today that they just appointed AOC to this made-up new committee they made in Congress called the Committee on Combating Misinformation. And AOC's already on Twitter advocating for Parler to be shut down, for Telegram to be shut down. And what are they going to do? Just deem every single conservative.
Well, that was my next question is, you talk about organized crime racketeering. Their government wants things shut down. Then corporations do it. Where is Congress? Where are the states? This is like an avalanche of tyranny. But here's Mitt Romney getting confronted again in an airport. And he got confronted on the plane by other people. So the good news is, we're not violent, but we're confronting these traitors. Here it is.
How you doing?
Put your mask on.
I love it.
Don't tell me what to do.
And pause. Put your mask on, because we did the numbers. 61,000 more people died in 2020 than the year before, and normally it's even bigger increases, population increase, and baby boomers. It's all about their control. Put your mask on. No, F you, Mitt Romney, you globalist. Look, start it over.
How you doing?
Put your mask on.
Don't tell me what to do.
Please put your mask on. It's required by law in this airport.
I'm standing 6 feet away.
I'm sorry. It's required in this
airport. I'll tell you what, because you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do it because I want to have a chat with you. Why aren't you supporting President Trump?
I do support things President Trump does that I think I agree with.
You're not supporting him.
I'm sorry. I do agree with many of the things he is for, and I support those things.
Are you going to support him in the fraudulent votes?
The election? No, I'm not.
Why not?
My remarks in China.
It's going to be a real long.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
I'm an arrogant psychopath.
Story, but we have a constitution. The constitutional process is clear. I'll follow the constitution, and I'll explain.
No, it's not. The states allow fraudulent ballots.
Well, you haven't supported him, and you didn't even support him in the election.
No, I did not.
Why?
For reasons I explained at the time.
You were voted in as a conservative to represent the conservative constituents. Period.
Actually, that's not how the Constitution works.
It is. You're voted in to represent us. You work for us.
Open borders, New World Order, Constitution.
I work for the people of Utah.
Exactly. And I am from Utah.
Trump supported his election, by the way.
I voted. I know. There's a lot of people that didn't vote for you.
Look at that parasite.
We'll make sure of that one.
You'll burn in hell.
Of course it'll be fine. That's totally perfect.
You admit it. You know it. You know it's coming.
They didn't want you in there anyway, so to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if you weren't even voted in legally.
Trump is a juggernaut. Your legacy is nothing.
You're a joke. Absolute joke. Disgusting shame.
All right, let's show Lindsey Lightfoot Graham. Let's go to Pillow Biter here real quick. Here's Lindsey Graham getting confronted.
You traitor! You traitor! You traitor! You're a traitor! Lindsey Graham, you are a traitor to the country! You know it was rigged!
See, I have a bunch of securities rallies because everybody's kissing me and grabbing me and shaking my hand, which I love, but I gotta get places. He has securities, everybody hates him.
It's gonna be like this!
I'm not trying to brag, but I'm like Elvis Presley. They love me, and I love them too, but he has securities, they all hate him. Let's continue. This goes on and on. Laura, we love you. I'm talking about trying to get you to do reporting for InfoWars. But great job running for Congress. Great job getting way more points than anybody else ever got running against those people. And we love you and we appreciate you. And again, people are like, oh, poor Laura Loomer. Yeah. You've been picked out And now it's going to be everybody. So we need to really do something.
You know, people say poor Laura Loomer, but when I see videos like that, I know that yes, I may be banned, but my story is inspiring others, and that's called getting loomered. What you just saw on the screen right there, and nobody was doing that prior to me. And so I know,
isn't that the answer that we all nicely confront them everywhere peacefully?
Yep, I have emboldened people to start fighting back peacefully and holding their elected officials accountable, and that is something nobody was doing prior to me. And so you're right, and I'm not going to stop fighting. I'm not going to give up, and hopefully our troubles and our experience as the canary in the coal mine will empower others and hopefully awaken people. Because what is the irony that President Trump's administration didn't do anything to address tech censorship, and now he's about to be more banned than you and I combined?
Well, by the way, he admits that was a failure. He admits it now, and he knows that.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to tell him he voted for me, and that's the irony of it, is that I would have been his congressional representative in Congress, and he literally voted for the most banned woman in the world, and I tried to warn them. But hopefully it's not too late. Hopefully, solutions can be found. But
well, that's right. We've got these globalists on top of us right now, but we're gonna fight back politically and pray to God. All right, Laura Loomer, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Amazing, amazing. So now Homeland Security pulls her out when she flies back in the U.S. and asks her about her political views. John Rappaport's coming up. I'm going to introduce him straight ahead. He's got a lot of news to cover. The medical tyranny is way past already being here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
President Trump, I know he's not as powerful as Q, but he's close. He's like kind of like a little baby under it. He says, don't be violent. Stand down. Don't come to the Capitol. Don't go to these events because the feds are leading militias. And again, those feds go, he doesn't like militias. Didn't say that. They're leading militias into violence because Joe Biden doesn't have a leg to stand on. He has nothing. So the president's statement's up on Infowars.com. I suggest you read it. Trump knows we've won politically. People know the stolen election happened. People know Biden's about to hammer them. If they can change the subject to mass shootings or bombings, which you're not going to do. I know you're not going to do it. They're going to blame it on you. This is like guaranteed false flags next week. I bet you all the tea in India that in 7 days there's been some mass shootings, some bombings, some buildings invaded and crap, and it's going to be led by the feds. I was there. We walked right into it. I didn't know the Capitol Police themselves would stand down and change the subject of our great victory there to peacefully protest. So the globalists are making their move because they're desperate. So I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, we got great products. Food prices go up on Saturday to 2021 prices, but PrepareWithAlex.com has $850 off of your supply. Other big discounts on their food packages, water filters, air filters. It ends in just a couple days at PrepareWithAlex.com. We've extended it just a few days, but that's it, and it's gone, I promise you, by Saturday. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's all about them getting you dependent on them. You want to have that backup plan and your purchase funds, the operation, a win-win. Separately, get the supplements. X2 back in stock after sold out for months. High quality, deep growth crystal iodine, the very best out there. 50% off. Pollen Block selling out. Winter Sun selling out, still discounted. Living Defense selling out, still discounted. Alpha Power selling out, still discounted. But we're going to go up in price next week because it'll take months to get more of it in, so we'll put it back to full price because it's a limited amount. So I want to thank you all for your support. Owen Schroyer takes over in T-minus 37 minutes with the War Room and so much more. Breaking news at Band.video. The only way the dog hunts is you share the articles and the videos. You're doing a great job. But, man, we've got the answers at InfoWars. We've got the guests. We've got the intel. We've got it all thanks to your support. Thanks to God's graces. But we need to be heard, and only you can amplify us. Just like when I had that bullhorn trying to talk to 300,000 people or whatever at the Capitol, and I'm like, don't go in, turn back. It's a Kent State, it's a setup. Well, 100 yards out, they turned and left with me. But I went to Capitol Police. We released the body cam footage. I had off-duty D.C. police with us. Before a woman got killed, it was first starting. I said, please let me get on the PA system. I know you got a PA system, which they're now using to declare curfews and martial law. I said, I know you got a PA system. I don't know why you guys stood down. You've got to get me on the PA system. I'm Alex Jones. Leave the Capitol. They wouldn't let me, folks, because the top ordered it. And the cop that got the order, he's dead now, so we don't know who really did that. But you can see what happened here. So pray for us, pray for America, pray for President Trump. Incredible 7 days before he leaves. And I'm telling you, Biden wants to change the subject with false flag terror. That's my view. That's my gut. So pray for peace and do not be part of this. If you go to the Capitals, have your cameras out, call yourself press, you know, wear a Red Cross on you, say you're the press, have a big shirt that says press or observer, and just be safe because this is the globalists making their move. John Rappaport taking over.
Here, as always, for our weekly chat. So I want to amplify what's been on the table here. Typical intelligence agency operation. You equate one thing with another. Now, as many of you know, since the fake pandemic broke out, I've been writing articles and talking about this incessantly, taking it apart piece by piece on so many different levels. Medical cartel at work. COVID lockdowns, COVID restrictions, COVID imprisonments, COVID stay in your homes, can't go out, all over the world. Imprisonment, shutdowns of businesses, destroyed businesses, bankruptcies, untold numbers of destroyed lives. That's the operation. But now, you see, with the capital break-in and all of the aftershocks promoted by media and government, there's danger everywhere, and all of these Trump supporters are getting ready to do horrible violence, and so on and so on and so forth. The big equal sign is now protests against COVID lockdowns equals capital break-in. It's all the same thing. See, it's all the same people. It's all the same insanity. It's all anti-vaxxers. It's all anti-government insurrectionists. It's all, this is how they do it. This is a typical type covert op intelligence agency operation, equating one thing with another in the people's minds as mind control, as psyop, as planned operation. So that if, let's say, 100 bereft business owners whose lives and businesses have been destroyed by the COVID lockdowns were to gather together in a protest today or tomorrow near a governor's office, the press would characterize it as a dangerous, copycat, potentially explosive, violent, capital-type break-in, D.C., January 6th, equals, 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 equals. That's intelligence agency mind control par excellence. That's what they do. That's how these ops are planned. That's the way they're carried out. Somewhere in the world, the CIA gets the idea we have to maintain a dictator in power because he makes deals with mega corporations to loot and plunder his country, and that's what we want. So let's take a look at the rebel force that is trying to unseat this dictator to have free elections. How can we characterize that rebel force? Oh, we'll say that they're actually part of a cult that is killing children in the countryside. And we'll promote this idea, the equal sign, you see, in the press, on the radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and turn the people of that country against the rebel force that simply wants to have free elections and make them into demons and devils and thereby keep the dictator in power. It's just a typical intelligence agency operation, and that's what's going on now as a way of squashing the COVID protests against imprisonment. Stay tuned. There's a lot more right after the break.
patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay. So we're going to continue here with what I was talking about before the break. This does not mean, of course, that protests against COVID lockdowns are illegitimate or illegal. They are quite legal. But my advice is to make sure that you're very articulate about what you're protesting against. press releases, statements. As Alex was saying, you know, insignia, signs, whatever is necessary to make it absolutely clear. This is a protest against brutal, inhumane, unconstitutional COVID lockdowns. That's what we're about. That's what this is. So that they can't paint you with that broad brush and say, oh, this is another horrendous, you know, potential violent capital break-in, blah, 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 right? Which is the intelligence agency op. Now, the other favorite word, of course, that they're using here is insurrection. They love this word over and over and over again to describe the capital break-in and what they are claiming is all of the fallout and many other potential outbreaks of violence that the DOJ is claiming are about to happen or being planned by the same people who broke into the Capitol, spreading this around like cream cheese everywhere on the media to make sure that everybody thinks of any protest about anything as an act of insurrection, which is most certainly not. And the DOJ recently announced that they are on the hunt for the people who broke into the Capitol, and they have a broad menu of charges that they are issuing, that they are following up on. This is meant to impress the American people, all the way from criminal trespass onto assault, illegal firearms possession, sedition, conspiracy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Well, what about the Antifa BLM-led street riots across the country for the last months? Looting, burning, destroying, assaults on people. Couldn't you classify that as a form of, quote, insurrection? Where was the menu of DOJ charges against that? Nowhere. Why weren't tremendous scrolls of charges rolled out against those people who went far beyond any semblance of relationship to really police brutality? But no, nothing like that happened whatsoever. Absolutely not. It has nothing to do with anything. This is an entirely different subject because it's on the left. Whereas we say, the government, the DOJ, that these insurrectionists, you see, are on the right, and we make that distinction, and therefore we compile this incredible list of charges that we are now going to pursue against anybody that we deem to be associated with or connected to or equal to the people who broke into the Capitol. It's that intelligence agency mindset and op. Again, mind control. A equals B. B equals A. A equals C. This kind of protest equals that kind of protest. Since this is a horrendous crime which we are prosecuting, then this one over here, which is being undertaken for a completely different reason, but we're equating it to the first one, and therefore that's a horrendous crime as well. Brainwashing the public on a new level with a new issuance of mind control and psyop to believe that any protest for any reason now is equal to insurrection. And everybody has to shut up and have eyes straight ahead and wear masks and march into the new world order. Now, I think that Kellen McBreen and I were thinking the same thought at the same time, because it seems like either yesterday or the day before, we wrote an article on the same arcane subject, which turns out not to be arcane at all, about the astounding Susan Rosenberg case of 1983, which has repercussions up until today. And to put it in a nutshell, in 1978, Susan Rosenberg and her female, it was an all-female revolutionary group, broke off from Weather Underground and other revolutionary groups and formed a secret group called M19. small group and proceeded to assemble huge amounts of weapons and explosives and so forth into a storage locker in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. This group, M19, was eventually prosecuted for a number of crimes, including murders of several law enforcement officials during a Brinks truck robbery of $1.6 million, explosions that were set off along the eastern seaboard, and on the night of November 7th, 1983, a bomb, a massive bomb, that was set in the Capitol building that went off late at night near the cloakroom of the Senate and wreaked anywhere from $250,000 to $1 million of destruction. But fortunately, no one was injured. A phone call came in to the switchboard saying, evacuate the place. A bomb is going to go off. Sound a little bit like Nashville recently? Well, anyway, members were sent to prison. The storage locker supply was discovered on a tip by police, forwarded to the FBI. They raided the locker and discovered not only massive amounts of weapons and ammo, but explosives in containers, open containers that were leaking nitroglycerin. Right? So members of this group went to prison. One of them was Susan Rosenberg. She went to prison for 58 years on charges, explosive charges, as they say. She was not prosecuted for other crimes of this revolutionary group, M19, apparently because she was already in prison 58 years. However, as one of his last acts in his presidency, Bill Clinton pardoned her and set her free. So you see, this insurrection was pardoned and forgiven by a U.S. president. And no fallout, no problem, no big deal, no crazed media. Yes, there were critiques of Clinton, but it was all very measured. It was nothing like now. However, that's not the end of the story. This is an incredible story. I hope you're, following this. Because years later, Susan Rosenberg turns up as a board member of a group called Thousand Currents. You can even check this out on Snopes, which I did. They readily admit this. And as late as 2015, 2016, she was certainly on the board. And now, Thousand Currents has removed the names of the board members from their website. Why is this important? Because Thousand Currents is a fiscal money fundraiser and administrator for Black Lives Matter networks. Now. And so we have this fantastic series of dots. Susan Rosenberg, M19, Revolutionary Group, bombs, Capitol, 1983, jail, 58 years, pardon, Bill Clinton. Now, board member, Thousand Currents, funds Black Lives Matter, which participates in violent acts across America in riots. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
This is a KNBC News update. Here is John Beard.
Good evening. Police in Washington, D.C. are investigating a bombing tonight at the U.S. Capitol. No injuries. We expect pictures at 11.
Okay. Last segment here today. I want to remind you of a few other things, too. One of the ideas here of the impeachment and insurrection this and insurrection that and so forth is to make sure that Trump can't make a comeback in 2024. It's to try to turn him into a non-person, erase him. Good. Otherwise, why bother to do all of this in the last 10 days? They want to try to impeach him, try him in the Senate, turn him into a non-person, basically. Because they know that there's always a chance that he could come back with his 70, 80 million people in 2024. So they have to turn everything that he says and everything that his supporters say into dangerous language and insurrection. That's part of the intelligence agency type operation on social media. It isn't just censorship. It is certainly that. to shut it down, silence it, et cetera, et cetera. But it's also to characterize any rhetoric in favor of Trump, anything that he's ever done or said, as dangerous. See? Therefore, we have to censor it. Therefore, we have to shut it out. And therefore, you, the public, must look at it as dangerous, must look at him as a clear and present danger to the republic, must look at his supporters as clear and dangerous to the republic, etc., etc. Simply because we, big tech, social media, say it's dangerous. It does violate our, quote, standards, etc., etc. This is, again, the operation. A typical intelligence agency type operation. You look at a situation, you say, okay, who's the opposition here that we want to shut down, discredit? Okay, there they are. What are they saying? Okay, yes, 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 all right. So we have to make all of that into something threatening, something perilous, something dangerous, something that the public will now view in toto as, oh, we better stay away from that. So let's begin. Let's just selectively censor it, say we have to shut this off because this could lead people to committing violent actions. Again, the big equal sign, saying ABC, the election was stolen or something, equals violent action. Of course, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with it. But you make that big equal sign by propaganda, the psyop, the mind control, and people begin to think this way. This is just, I mean, straight ahead, simple 101 type CIA type operation carried out in countries all over the world. Find the opponent, see what they're saying, discredit it by equating it to something that is violent and dangerous and therefore should be shut down and ignored and backed away from by the people. See, it's like, oh, it's a horror. Look at that. Look at what was being said there. The election was stolen. They're still saying that. Now, that's equivalent to violent break-in at Capitol. Insurrection. Can't stand it. No. Have to shut it. Have to go away from it. Don't pay any attention to it. See, it's no longer just we don't like that rhetoric. We think it's wrong. We think it's crazy. The people have no basis for saying this. Now it's escalated onto a different level. Typical intelligence agency type operation. Standard, white standard. It's the sort of closeout phase. Okay, so now we've demeaned this kind of language about stolen election, and we've accused it of being fraudulent, of being doesn't hold up, the courts have thrown it out, the lawyers who are promoting it are crazy, it hasn't flown, it means nothing. Biden was legitimately elected. Everybody knows that. Okay, we've done that phase now. Now the next phase is we have to make that stolen election rhetoric seem to be far worse than just wrong, crazy, etc. Now we have to make it seem like it's the equivalent of smashed windows, bullets flying, insurrection against the government, violent overthrow. The threat is everywhere. It's all the Trump supporters who are doing it, etc. Equals, 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 equals. That's how these things are built. That's how they're promoted. And so to wonder why all media organizations and government agencies are falling into line lockstep is easy to see. If you look at it as if it were an intelligence agency mockingbird type operation, planned, built from the ground up, strategy, time honored, time worn, useful strategy, here we go, phase two. phase two of the operation. People need to look at it that way and see it that way so that they can strategize more effectively. I'm talking to you now. Vis-a-vis protests against the lockdowns, protests against constitutional violations, vis-a-vis the lockdowns, the line that can never be crossed in the Constitution that says you may not destroy the person's right to live out in the open and free and work for a living for any reason whatsoever. That's the spirit and the meaning and the essence of the Constitution. How do you get that message across in a time when everything that is being said about the basis of the Republic and the Constitution is now being equated to violence, overthrow, insurrection? Well, it takes some thought. It takes some planning. It takes some imagination. It takes some smarts. It takes some brains. It takes some balls. It takes some courage. It takes some articulation. That's what I'm demanding. That in this period of escalation in this intelligence agency type operation, you are aware of what's at work, how the PSYOP works, the mind control, and so on, so that you can see your way around it. We are protesting the COVID lockdowns. Well, what about the blah, 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 blah? No, that's not why we're here. You're trying to make that association. We're here because our lives are being destroyed by the destruction of the economy under brutal lockdowns, which are unnecessary and counterproductive. That's why we're here, because these measures are unconstitutional. They're against all Americans, all people. That's why we're here. That's what we're doing. Yeah, but what about blah, 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 because, you know, the people are just doing that because you're anti-vaccine. No, we're doing it because we stand for the law, a nation that lives under the law, under the Constitution, and because the right to live and work and be free is part of the law that everybody would acknowledge. Everybody would acknowledge. There is room for debate and discussion in America. It's called free speech, and it's guaranteed by the Constitution, and that's why we're here. That's what we're doing. Yeah, but no, you're wrong again. Understanding how to operate in this highly inflated and explosive period of time is essential to winning the battle for freedom, which, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, is historically an eternal battle. Much sacrifice has been made over the eons and centuries to achieve what we have, the remnants of individual freedom. The battle goes on. We are in that battle. And so I am pointing out the strategies that are being used against us so that it becomes clearer how to navigate in these times, in these circumstances. That's what it's about right now. Thank you very much, John Rappaport. See you next time.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.